Welcome to SLOW, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
So whether you're at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, let's take a moment and take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, then gently releasing. And as you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware of your body. Be aware of the environment around you. If there is any tension that you feel in your shoulders, or perhaps your legs, to the best of your ability, allow these to relax, to rest. So often the stresses of the day causes us to tighten up. We're not even aware of how tight and stressed that we are. So allow your body to relax. And be aware that every breath you're breathing in is a gift from God. That God Himself is giving you life through each breath. Every moment is intentional. He desires that you would be alive in this moment, that you would have the ability to feel emotion in this moment, that you would have thoughts. Every breath that He gives you is an expression of love. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill Him. Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to Him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For even his brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When He had said these things to them, He remained in Galilee. As you hear this interaction between Jesus and His brothers, consider the person of Jesus. Though He is God, He is also man. He is a living person who grew up among men and women, one who has emotions, one who is affected by his environment. What sort of emotions must he have been feeling in this moment? As his brothers, those whom he has grown up with, possibly those whom he has been closest with, they did not understand him. They even mocked him. Consider for a moment how Jesus felt. Could he have felt the sting of rejection, the pain of being misunderstood, the pain of being hated by the world? He was even aware of those that were plotting to kill him. How could he have felt? After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For even his brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not yet going up to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When he had said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. Are there any places in your life where you feel that you can relate with the emotions that Jesus must have been feeling? Perhaps you feel misunderstood. Maybe you feel the sting of rejection. As these situations come to mind, consider how Jesus, who is God, yet who is man, also experienced these same emotions. And I invite you to allow yourself to feel these emotions if any have come up. Allow yourself to feel these with Jesus. Sometimes it's helpful to visualize, to close your eyes and to visualize Jesus sitting in the room with you, feeling the same emotions that you are feeling. Allow yourself to be with God in these places. And perhaps nothing has come to mind in your life. Then I encourage you to place yourself in this story, to be a friend of Jesus, to feel what he feels with him, to be with him. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret, while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For even his brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When he had said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. And as we close this time, I invite you to take a moment to ask Jesus, to ask God, if there is anyone in your life presently that may feel these emotions, if there's anyone in your life that is going through a hard time or may feel rejected or hated, hurt or lonely. And if people come to mind, I invite you to ask God to show you ways that you could be a friend to them. Even if it's something as simple as sitting with them in their hurt and feeling what they feel with them, empathizing with them. It is an amazing experience. The deep love of a friend, sharing in pain. There is healing in love as we learn to be with one another. May you find comfort in the presence of Jesus throughout the rest of your day. May you experience his nearness. And may his peace that transcends all understanding guard your heart and your mind. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's slowprayer.com.
And as you go from the space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.